This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Veterans in rural America often have to travel far to get medical care. In northern Michigan, that might mean driving to Saginaw or Detroit or even Ann Arbor for a doctor's visit. A Traverse City veterans group has a vision for a new system using local hospitals. The goal of Project Cherry Tree is to build that network, which would be part of what it calls a veterans care community. Leaders say the program would also offer veterans help with higher education and housing. And they say it could be a model for a nationwide system. Here to talk is the executive director of Project Cherry Tree, David Makowski. David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
David, you are a combat Marine veteran, and I understand that you are enrolled in the Veterans Health Program. What's your experience been like here in northern Michigan?
It's great if you're going to the clinic. And I'm 70% disabled with PTSD.
And the clinic's in Traverse City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I started in Florida. So when I moved back to Michigan a couple of years ago, first thing that you have to do is you have to go get recertified with your then healthcare provider. They identify who that happens to be. They make he makes the recommendation. You have to go down to validate your eligibility in Saginaw, which I did. That's where the problems are more pervasive and more illuminated to what most lay people might hear in, when they read something or hear something or see something. That's an overwhelmed system. It's not a broken system. It's an overwhelmed system. And, you know, to get an appointment with a VA healthcare provider just to get validation shouldn't take longer than a couple of hours, not 3 months, not 2 months.
When you're talking about this program to people who might not know about it, how do you describe what Project Cherry Tree would mean for a veteran?
Well, it would mean having the ability to go to my private personal physician that I've known, maybe treats my children, and be able to go to that surgeon or that physician, and then be able to go into that hospital in my hometown, get the services needed, or get a house that I could afford to live in at a commensurate with my income, or get some transportation to and from my visits to wherever in an affordable way, or expand my boots to bachelor's program, for example, if I wanted to go to college and I was trained to be a sniper, maybe I could go get a criminology degree and have my time in the military be added to the experience that I now have to serve in college academically. So, in other words, if I spent 4 years in the military as a sniper and I have an advocation to be a police officer, I only would have to go to school 2 years to get a bachelor's degree rather than 4 years.
How come this hasn't happened before? How come nobody set up a network like this before? It seems like an obvious idea.
Yeah, it is. And I think to a lot of the healthcare officials and advocates that do healthcare on a daily basis would agree and want to know the same thing. There's so many hurdles and layers to how the Veterans Administration has to operate. And it's all controlled by how the policymakers set the laws. And it's based on a rate structure that the hospital would have to live with. And that's wherein lies the problem. It's not that the hospitals wouldn't want to do it in a heartbeat. They would. It's that there's this rate structure issue that the hospitals would have to agree upon. A single-payer system is kind of what I'm after here. And I think most
like
hospitals
Medicare?
Yeah, like Medicare, yeah. Where one-size-fits-all format, that's really where the problem lies. It's not with the VA. It's not that the VA wouldn't want to do it. It's identifying a rate structure that hospitals can live with and that the policymakers can all agree on.
Do you think you can do that?
Yeah, because here's what happens. You know, there's a saying, when seven people tell you you're drunk, you better lay down. And we've had all of these things come out over the last year and a half, Commission on Care, RAND study, a failed choice program. They're screaming for a change. Now the Trump administration is screaming for a change. They realize and admit that it doesn't work. the issue that took place in Phoenix Hospital a couple of years ago, VA, the poorly run Walter Reed. Those things have to change the way the system is, and it's broken. And the tsunami on the horizon isn't going to mean that the population of veterans or eligible veterans for health care is going to diminish. It's increasing. It's going the other way.
That's the tsunami.
That's the tsunami. The next generation of veterans from Korea forward, and then the one after that, the biggest one, which is the Vietnam War, is about to pose a huge problem, a huge public relations problem with the Veterans Administration. And they've got to find a way to fix it. They can't service it now. They're going to have a model that answers to the call regionally and rurally, that no longer can the current medical facilities that represent VA hospitals can no longer do. It's antiquated. It doesn't work anymore.
One of your goals is to become a pilot program for the VA, correct?
That's it.
Who needs to say okay to that for that to take off?
Congress. The policymakers set policy. The VA is nothing more than a fulfiller or a fulfillment agent. If Congress agreed and went along with an edict that came down from the executive branch tomorrow and said, you are hereby going to relax all policy and allow any veteran to go into any private hospital in the United States and receive health care, for example, and it's not going to charge the veteran a dime, and we're going to charge Medicare-like rates, and this is going to happen in every hospital in the land, this could happen tomorrow.
David Makowski is Executive Director of Project Cherry Tree. Nice to have you in.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.